Hey, all you nerds out there, are you looking for more wrestling content or podcasts? Then go on over to Facebook, Spotify, iTunes, Twitter, and SoundCloud, and check out NXT and We with PJ and Brett. These fellow nerds review every single NXT episode and also have their very own wrestling interview series, among other fun stuff. So go check out NXT and We today with PJ and Brett. Also, A-Rock Designs. I want to take a minute to give a quick shout out to A-Rock Designs. That is spelled A-R-O-C-K-K Designs. A-Rock Designs is ran by Ashley Rodriguez. She makes all those cool wrestling cups you see floating around. So if you want to get your hands on any custom merchandise, hit up Ashley Rodriguez at A-Rock Designs. If you can think it, she can make it. Last but not least, do you love wrestling and do you want to talk more about wrestling? Then head on over to Wrestling Review Society on Facebook. WRS is ran by my good friend Kevin Rodriguez. Kevin interviews your fave pro wrestlers every week and has the most amazing free, that's right, free giveaway. All you have to do is join Wrestling Review Society on Facebook and you could be the next big winner. This week's episode is brought to you by Design by Dunbar. If you need a logo design, flyers, e-commerce, website, or anything at all, go check out Designs by Dunbar at www.facebook.com/designbydunbar. What is going on, nerds, and welcome to episode 27. of What's Up Wrestler, a podcast by Nerds of Wrestling. I'm your host, Justin Del Rio, and my guest at this very time is Cam Zagami.
Hi, this is Cam Zagami, and you are listening to the Nerds of Wrestling podcast.
Cameron, what's up, man? Long time no see, long time no talk. How you been?
Good, man. Good. Thanks for asking. How you been? Good?
Yeah, you know, just living quarantine dream. You know, we're living in an unprecedented time right now, but, you know, taking it day by day.
That's it.
That's all you got to do, right? What you been up to?
Not much. You know, been busy trying to just expand my knowledge with different things, learn a new skill set. Still watching, going back, watching some old wrestling, dusting off the old DVDs and different things like that. But, keeping busy, which is good. Busy is good.
Yeah, man. You know, that's awesome. Have you been keeping up with the current product WWE and AEW has been putting out for us, you know, fans?
Yeah, I would say every now and then. I don't get to watch it too much, but I definitely watch it when I can.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard watching, you know, like a 3-hour Monday Night Raw with nobody in the audience.
You know? Yeah, I completely agree. It gives definitely a different dynamic to the product.
Yeah, man. You know, other than that, I've just been, like, watching Netflix, Disney, a lot of Disney Plus, and, you know, binge-watching The Office like crazy.
Oh, okay, cool.
You know? Anyway, man, tell us more about Cam, man. Cam Zagami. How did Cam Zagami become Cam Zagami?
Sure. So, you know, I always was a big fan of wrestling. I kind of fell in love with it a little bit later, when I was a kid. I want to say I was in middle school, probably about eighth grade when I started watching, which was around 2007, 2008. So a lot of the stars at the time were guys like Batista, Edge, John Cena, Randy Orton, Triple H, CM Punk, MVP. A lot of those guys, really big fan of like Brian Kendrick as well. Really loved watching SmackDown every Friday night, and that was a really big influence for me, especially growing up, through high school and different things like that. So definitely fell in love with it from there. You know, played all the video games. Really influenced me to kind of just get into better shape and really realize that this is something I wanted to do.
2008 isn't, like, you know, too late. I started watching in the same time as you. Not 08, but, like, 06. You know, I was, like, in, like, 7th grade, 6th grade when I started watching.
Sure, yeah.
You know, when I really got into it, man. Who were some of, like, the wrestlers that you really looked up to?
Yeah, I would say that, you know, among my favorites, Batista and John Cena were up there. Loved watching Edge. Big fan of Shawn Michaels as well. You know, some of the guys that people don't think about, I was really, really, really big into Brian Kendrick. I thought he was great at the time. That was during the time he was, he had Ezekiel Jackson as his bodyguard.
Oh, shit. Okay. Yep. I remember that.
Was really a big fan of him. MVP I enjoyed too. I like Jeff Hardy. Not as much as other people did. I know that, you know, he had a big following then. Also, I also liked 2008 Chris Jericho as well. I thought that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think that was Jericho's, like, kind of like not his, like, his prime, but like definitely one of his most memorable moments. That was when he was feuding with Shawn Michaels, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. So it led up to that ladder match for the believe the Intercontinental title.
Yeah, one of the titles.
but I really enjoyed watching that. Really enjoyed the feud that Edge and Undertaker had. Triple H feuded with a couple of those SmackDown guys too. You know, that's what I remember. That was kind of my memory of wrestling, especially first getting into it for you know, as a fan.
Yeah, man. You were talking about Undertaker and Edge. I love that match at WrestleMania 24, man. One of the definitely such a big big match for Edge, especially in that time of his career.
Yeah, I remember SummerSlam 2008 was the first pay-per-view my parents let me get.
Nice. So, yeah, I watched that one too.
And it's funny because if you look back, it actually was, that was a great year.
Oh, 100%.
Rather, that was a great pay-per-view. It very enjoyable.
Yeah, that was the pay-per-view where, if I'm not mistaken, that's where Rey Mysterio returned. During his knee injury.
I would have to go back and look. I know it was a while ago.
Yeah.
Those are just the things I remember.
Oh yeah, dude. I think I remember the first pay-per-view I ever got to see was WrestleMania 23.
Okay, cool.
You know, excellent match, excellent WrestleMania. But let's talk more about Cam, man. Like, tell us more about your training. How was that? You know, how did you get your foot in the door?
Sure. So I want to say it was 2012. I had just turned 18. Just had my last season of high school wrestling that year. The week after that season was done, I walked right into the New England Pro Wrestling Academy over in North Andover, Massachusetts. Trained with Brian Fury since 2012. A lot of those other guys have trained there as well. Trained a little bit under Warbeard Hansen, Ivar is his name is today. A lot of, like, with Max Bauer, Chase Del Monte, a lot of those different types of guys were there. I know Taven was there for a little bit too.
How was that for you, like, you know, getting into the ring for the first time?
It was different. I feel like you kind of imagine what it's like in your head.
Yeah.
And then the idea versus the execution of it is always different. And that's, you know, with everything, is you kind of walk around, you get a feel for the ring, and, you know, it's not what you thought. And it's also not what you expected either.
Yeah.
It's just different.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And after your first time training, like, what was your mindset? Were you like, oh, I don't think I could do this? Or like, damn, this is a lot of fun. I definitely can't wait to continue.
I knew that there were obviously a lot of obstacles and struggles along the way with anything else. I knew that I at least wanted to get my foot in the door, so to speak. I definitely wanted to have my first match. I wanted to have that live crowd interaction. I wanted to cut promos in front of live crowds more than anything. I wanted to be handed a microphone. There's a lot of things that I wanted to do before I kind of said, no, I'm all set.
Right? All right, yeah. And, you know, after, you know, your initial training, after you got done and everything, your trainers are like, okay, you're ready to get booked. How long did it take for you to get, you know, take some bookings and shows?
For me, I think it took a little bit. I think I want to say like 6 or 7 months. You know, part of the reason too is I feel like because, you know, it's a double-edged sword being so young and starting training as opposed to somebody when they're older, just because they have more of a discipline about themselves, or they kind of have more of a goal, more of a timeline. Right, so when you're 18, you don't really think about that really important important stuff. Rather, you're just happy to be doing it. So that's kind of where I was. Ignorance is bliss, sort of thing. But yeah, I would say 6 or 7 months before I had my first match and started really kind of, you know, start taking bookings in the area.
All right. Tell us a little bit about your first match. What was the match? Was it a tag team, battle royal, singles?
My first match actually was against Biff Busick.
Oh, okay.
Man, I forget who else. I'm thinking of her face, and I can't remember. She's trying to kill me. I totally forget. But I know it was against Biff Busick and Alexis. Alexis.
Oh, okay.
Excuse me. Yeah, I was thinking of her actual name. But Biff and Alexis, and it was me and Chase, and then one other person. We were part of a little tag team in Chaotic Wrestling, and that was my first match ever. So
nice. And how was that for you, man?
That was fun. It was definitely kind of nerve wracking because that was my first time in front of a live crowd in that aspect. So I definitely enjoyed it.
That's awesome, and I know.
A fact.
Oh yeah. You started taking bookings a little bit after that. I know you wrestled a lot for Northeast Wrestling. And how long did it take for you to get booked there?
I wanna say I was probably a year or two in at that point, when I had started working for Northeast Wrestling. I think my first appearance there or my debut there, I think it was in front of the Waterbury PAL, or maybe the one in Danbury, rather. But I know it was one of their bigger shows. I had cut a promo, and then Ivar, or Warbeard, had came out and put the boots to me to kind of shut me up. So that was my first experience in Northeast Wrestling, and I've had a lot of cool experiences there. They've given me great opportunity. I've always enjoyed working there. It's one of my favorite places to be, and I think it's great.
If I'm not mistaken, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, were you and AG in a tag team in Northeast Wrestling?
Yeah. So AG and I definitely started out as a tag team in Northeast Wrestling at the beginning of both of our NEW careers. That's right, correct.
Yeah, and how was that? Like, how was that opportunity, you know, brought to you guys?
That was really cool. I know that there were tag teams that were needed, and we were kind of, you know, young, and we were ready to kind of just take on bookings, and we both always wanted to work for NEW as well. Great promotion to be at. And we actually got a lot of opportunity working. You know, we wrestled the Battle Brothers. We've wrestled Sherman and Slade. You know, we've wrestled Kevin Nash and Magnus.
Oh, shit. All right. I didn't know that.
Out in Ohio 1 year. So that was a lot of fun. We've definitely gotten a lot of cool opportunities from it.
And you guys were tag team champions as well. For a bit.
Yes, we were, correct.
Nice, man. And, like, that must have been pretty cool for, like, you know, at that that kind of early in your career in Northeast Wrestling.
Yeah, actually, I'm sorry. AG and I weren't NEW Tag Team Champions. However, I am a former NEW Tag Team Champion, just not with AG.
My apologies. I thought you guys, I thought...
Oh, no, that's okay. I confused myself for a second there, too.
It happens, you know, rewind. Yeah, but that brings me to my next question. You and Robbie E., who's known as right now Robert Stone, were Northeast Wrestling Tag Team Champions.
Yes.
You know, and that was awesome. That's very cool. I know you guys had a lot of matches that a lot of NEW faithful will remember. You know, you against Insanely Rude. If I'm not mistaken, you know, Daniel Evans and, you know, Keith Youngblood as well.
Yes.
You know, how were those matches for you guys?
I had a lot of fun every time I got to team with Robbie E. I actually, you know, learning under him and getting the chance to kind of pick his brain and just you know, learn from him as far as tag team wrestling goes, and just a lot of character work. Guy's really smart. He's very knowledgeable, and you know, he's just a lot of fun. as well. So I really enjoyed the time we got to spend together as a tag team. I definitely learned a lot, and the guy knows his stuff for sure.
Yeah, and I'm gonna sound, you know, kind of crazy when I ask this. Who did you guys drop the titles to?
We lost to Dan Evans and Keith Youngblood.
Okay. Yup, kind of figured that. Was that at Bethany, or was this in, was it that ladder match in Waterbury?
That was in Bethany.
Okay, Bethany. Yeah. See, okay, I knew it. I asked that question, I was like, wait, I think I'm wrong on that one over there, you know. But yeah, you know, your career, you know, started taking off more after, you know, your tag team run with Robbie E. What are some other promotions that you got the chance to work for?
Yeah, so primarily I've worked for Beyond Wrestling as well as Chaotic Wrestling. I would say those are two big ones, as well as Shikara.
Okay. Up in Philly.
Point in time, yes. Yeah, exactly.
Nice. And I've heard so much amazing things about Shikara. You know, how was that promotion up there?
Shikara was great. They were always super welcoming to me. They're very kind, very helpful. You know, never met a locker room that kind of was so embracing and welcoming like they were. Everybody there is great.
I love that, man. You know, and obviously, you know, much more for Kanzagami to come. Do you see yourself, you know, wrestling at Northeast Wrestling in the foreseeable future?
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping that wrestling in general can come
back
to
the
foreseeable future, right? So, you know, I think a lot of guys in the same boat are kind of reevaluating different things and different aspects of wrestling and their characters and wanting to fine-tune different things both in and outside of the ring. And, you know, unfortunately, as unfortunate as the situation is, I think there is some silver linings to it, and I think those silver linings are different for everybody. So I think it just kind of depends on who you ask. But yeah, that's exactly how I've taken it.
Yeah, right? Hey,
kind of a period of reevaluation and kind of understanding like what I want out of wrestling and what I want to do left, and you know what I want to do in wrestling as well.
I love that mindset, man. A lot of nerds want to know when I announced that you were, you know, the next guest. A few people messaged me like, hey, ask them about, what was it, American Grit, right? You were on that show with John Cena.
Yeah, so we filmed in 2015, the fall of 2015. Sure, it was like forever ago. And then it was aired in the spring of 2016. And that was a great experience. I got to meet a lot of cool people. And different members of the distinguished members of the military as well, and also got to spend time and chat with John, and that was always a blast as well.
How was that opportunity, you know, brought? I mean, I'm assuming you had to like try out for the show, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, so I think what happened was earlier that summer there was the Tough Enough season.
Yes.
Auditions, and everybody was making their own YouTube video, and mine kind of caught wind, and they were kind of interested, but it ultimately was a no thank you sort of thing, not right now. So I think they had found me through that video, and then that's kind of how I started the application process, and kind of that's how that happened.
Huh, no shit. That must have been kind of surreal.
It was a blast, yeah. Yeah, it was, because it as cliche as it was, you know, one door opened, or one door shut and another one opened, right?
Hell yeah, man. What, like, how was the atmosphere, you know, up there? Was it, like, very competitive? Was it very, like, you know, just crazy? You know, I'm assuming there's, like, a lot of drama at some point.
There was a lot of moving gears. I wouldn't say there was so much drama. I would say that there was a lot of competition. Everybody got along really well, and everybody had a somewhat decent amount of respect for everybody else in the house. But I don't really know. I keep up to date with some of the other contestants, you know, seeing how they are on social media and different things like that. I can't remember the last time I've talked to any of them, but I guess they're all doing well, and, you know, I do wish them the best.
Yeah, you know, for sure, man, you know. That was very, that was like such a cool opportunity. When I saw that, when I saw you on the show, I was like, I know that kid. I think I'm like, I seen him wrestle in Connecticut. I know who that is.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh shit, that is Cam. All right, that's awesome. You know, where do you see yourself after like this whole, you know, quarantine is over and just once everything is back up to normal?
Where do I see myself?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, well, I definitely see myself as having more defined goals as far as what I want to do. I think another thing that quarantine has helped with is kind of helping maintain a healthy work-life balance and kind of being able to focus on things that normal life didn't allow you to focus on. So I think with that kind of reinvigorated passion, in a way, I think that will definitely help with things going forward.
Yeah, the great mindset, man. We have some questions on here from the former nerds, if you're down to answer some.
Yeah, of course.
All right. We have our first question from Terry. He wants to know, what was it like to hold the NEW tag titles with Robbie E? I can't talk today. Jeez.
No, that's okay. yeah, I mean, that title reign was a blast. Northeast Wrestling threw some pretty awesome opponents at Robbie and I. You know, some of them include like Ryback, Jerry the King Lawler. We were able to wrestle at Six Flags. So we had a lot of cool opportunities that we got to have, and a lot of cool people that we got to wrestle. And overall, like, I look back very favorably on that title reign and being able to have that run with Robbie. I learned a lot.
Yeah, you're talking about Six Flags, man. I'm so jealous that I've never been up there for a wrestling show. I miss so much great things up there. I'm like, damn it, I gotta go next year, and I never go. And I don't know what's gonna happen this year, but it doesn't look promising for our show up there.
Sure, yeah.
Unfortunately, man. Understand. Yeah, how was the wrestling up there? It must have been pretty hot, you know, under that sun.
Yeah, it's funny. I forget what it's like to wrestle outside in the middle of the summer. Because it's been so long, especially in New England. It's, you know, few and far between, right?
But
I do remember, I don't remember it being too hot. I know sometimes the rings have the black canvas and it feels like an oven, right? It feels like a stovetop, rather.
Oh, man, a black canvas outside? Jesus. Man, that's not good. Our second question comes from NEW sign guy Joe. He wants to know, why didn't you and Robbie E wrestle in street clothes during the Tornado Tag street fight against, formerly known as Adrenaline Rush, with Keith Youngblood and Daniel Evans?
Well, probably because I brought my gear that night. and I don't... I guess I had my gear on me that night. I wasn't prepared to go in a street fight, you know?
Pretty, you know, similar answer Joe.
Which is too bad because I have some pretty awesome, I have a pretty awesome pair of cowboy boots with American flag on them. And I'm just waiting for the day I can break them out again. Maybe in a death match in some day, you know?
Yes.
Who knows?
Yes, man. I want to see that. I think all the nerds want to see that now.
Hey, never say never, but, you know, that is something on my bucket list. Maybe one day.
Oh, for sure, man. Our last question comes from Ben. He wants to know, where did you get the idea for Club Cam?
Club Cam actually came from Mark Sherman.
Really?
Yes. All right. Mark Sherman created the character and gave me a lot of ideas and ammo for it. And I kind of use them, especially going into Beyond Wrestling as kind of the leader of my own stable.
Man, Mark Sherman, I miss Mark Sherman, man. Such a great guy. Him and Scotty were such a fun tag team. Team friendship, if I'm not mistaken.
Team friendship, that's right.
Dude, I'm like going back like 6-7 years now, man. What a throwback up there and everything. You know, what is some advice that you would give young individuals who are looking to step into a wrestling ring and want to do what you do and all these other wrestlers do?
Yeah, I would say, you know, if you're gonna do it 110%, right? I would say probably the biggest thing, at least if I could go back, is that, you know, if you're gonna commit to something, I commit 100%, right? So that's just in character work, the way you carry yourself, what you do in a ring, right? If you're gonna do it 110%.
There you go, man. Kim, this was really fun talking to you, man. Thank you so much for coming on, man. This was a lot of fun.
Hey, yeah, thanks for having me. Stay safe. Take care.
You too, man. Wait, before I let you go, drop some plugs. Where can the nerds find Cam Zagami?
Yeah, so I have my Instagram is at Cam Zagami, and my Twitter, my wrestling Twitter is at Welcome to Club Cam.
There you go, man. Cam, thanks again. Stay safe, bro, and we'll be chatting soon.
All right, hey, take care. Thanks.
All right, buddy. Thanks. And that concludes this episode on the Nerds of Wrestling podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please don't forget to like, share, and subscribe for more future episodes. I'm your host, Justin Del Rio. Peace out, nerds.